Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Hey, thanks, man. Because we haven't started yet. I mean, we are back technically. You're back because this is, you know, your day. And so you're back. And we are back from yesterday because we do broadcast Free Talk Live. That's this show that you're listening to.
I saw you about to say it, and I just wanted to, like, I wanted to get that in just one last time.
Way to, you know, what do they call it?
Jump the gun.
Yeah. Step on my toes. Yeah. steal my thunder, if you will. This is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program. If you want to get your voice on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, you can call 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
Is Taiwan a country? That's what I want to know.
Well, lots of things are made there.
Okay.
I don't know, is it? I assume it's a country.
Well.
But I don't.
Let's throw that out to the listeners.
Listeners, do you know, is Taiwan a country? Let us know, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, not necessarily in that order. Joining me.
Richie Rich.
Yeah,
buddy.
Glad to have you here, man. Sadly, this is normally Thursday Gun Day, which doesn't rhyme or make any sense or form a cool acronym or anything. But my Obi-Wan Kenobi is absent. He had a thing come up, and he is not able to be here. That would be Matt, who's normally here. So we'll talk about stuff.
I was loaded up on gun articles.
You were loaded for bear.
Yeah, I so like gun fully loaded. Yeah. And then you go, like, well, and just for him to shoot them all down again, like, that's not even the important stuff.
Right.
But, you know, ready to go. But there's other things.
I also had a couple of things. And fortunately, these, sometimes we bring up topics or articles that we want to talk about, and, like, we can call them evergreen, which means they'll be good in a couple of weeks. It's not a problem. Yeah. They'll stay fresh. You know, we'll put them in a Ziploc bag in the fridge and, you know, keep them for a couple of weeks. You know, be fine. Or toss them in the freezer if we have to. So,
I was told frozen grapes is a thing. Have you ever had frozen grapes?
I have not. Somebody amongst, you know, the normal hosts freezes bananas, but not until they're overripe.
Okay.
And then supposedly they're delicious.
My mom freezes.
You peel them and you put them in the freezer and then you take them out and eat them like as if it were ice cream or something.
My mom does that, but not to eat. She does that to, like, put into smoothies.
Oh.
Like, once the bananas get, you know, the overripe, you're not going to eat banana. She cuts them up, freezes it, and then we'll mix that into a smoothie.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
I've been eating a lot of bananas recently. I am the ape man. I am the walrus. No, I'm not the walrus.
Walrus eat bananas.
No, that's lyrics from a Beatles song.
No, I got that.
But I have a problem keeping the rotation so that you always kind of have a banana that's ready to eat.
Okay.
Like, I find myself, they're either overripe or they're not ripe yet. You know, I'll have two different bunches because I try to, you know, keep a good rotation so that I've got some bananas around when I'm feeling snacky.
Do you tape off the stem, like keep the stem covered, because I heard that's a preservation technique?
Yeah, the place that I buy these bananas does that for you. They've got some sort of little stretchy thing over the stem of the bunch, right? So if you got
right.
like six in a bunch, there's a little plastic thingy
right.
over them, and I leave that until, you know, it falls off because, you know, you start getting bananas, it gets, you know, it's too big.
I think that's about the best you're going to get because there's a short window that bananas are actually, like, ripe and ready to go.
Right.
Much like avocados.
Right, yeah.
So if you buy a bunch of six, you know, so when I go to the supermarket to buy the bunch of six, I usually look for ones that are, you know, fading away from green,
mm-hmm.
right, but not all of them the same color. So finding that bunch where it's already a mixed, where they're already ripening at different rates is kind of helpful.
Bananas here on Free Talk Live.
Two of them. Sitting
six
years.
Oh. Bunches of six?
I don't know. No, you're a banana, I'm a banana. Wouldn't you like to be a banana, too?
There is, we here at Free Talk Live tend to speak from the perspective of freedom. And words like you know, libertarian and anarchism and the non-aggression, you know, these kinds of words float around all the time. There is a place in, I think they're out of California, if I'm not mistaken. It's a dessert place, a little store that you go into, and they basically have frozen bananas, like we're talking about. Okay. But then you can order it with, like, different toppings. They'll, like, roll it in, like, a chocolate sauce and then add, like, you know, crushed peanuts or almonds or something to it and, you know, different toppings on it.
Are you thinking of Disneyland?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't told you the name of the place because that's the amazing part.
Okay.
Right? I just wanted to describe the dessert that they offer as their product and then tell you that the name of this place... It's Bananarchy.
Nice.
Yeah. I would like to, open a, another
Bananarchy.
One of those, but here in Lake Keene, I think that would be great.
So
especially if it was next to, like, Faux Keene Great.
So one of the great things about anarchists, if they are truly anarchists like that, right, is they shouldn't believe in IP, and you can totally just rip off that branding.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if they are, you know, or if they just thought it was a trendy name.
Well, lame on them if they're not,
right? You know, I don't know any of that. I don't know what happened. One day I Googled something, and Bananarchy came into my purview. And this was years before I even moved to New Hampshire.
Was it like a fat finger typo? Like, oh, let's just look up Anarchy, and you accidentally hit the B first?
I think maybe I was looking up, like, recipes that contained banana or something. And then, like, I wanted to look up the definition of Anarchy. And, you know, the cursor was already in the search window for whatever I searched for. And I just typed the word. And it was like, did you mean Bananarchy? And I was like, what the heck is Bananarchy?
No, I didn't, but thank you, Google.
Yeah. Mistakes that change your life, right? Pleasant mistakes, right? Sometimes you make a mistake, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to you. I can say that from a musical's perspective, because a lot of guitar players, they won't tell you this, like, to your face, but they sit around and they noodle on the guitar trying to do a thing that, like, maybe somebody else wrote, or trying to figure out how so-and-so, you know, did that little thing in the solo that he does or whatever, and they'll make a bunch of mistakes, and they'll be like, hey, that actually sounded pretty cool. I'll save that for a little later, a solo of my own, you know, kind of a thing, so... Sometimes mistakes can be pleasant.
I just like Jack Black, who, when he can't do it on the guitar, just does it with his mouth.
Yes. I've talked about this on this show before, where I want to put together a band, like one guy on bass, a couple guys on guitar, one lead, one rhythm, a guy on drums, and then a singer.
Nobody is your lead singer? Oh.
And then a singer, but like... none of the people involved have actual instruments. It's all done with their voice, their mouths, right?
Oh.
So the bass player is all doom 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 doom, and
so
the guitar player is
all
dun 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 dun, right? But like, and then the drummer is kind of doing a modified beatbox, right?
Yeah.
Right, that kind of thing.
You just described "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Except I want it to be like rock music.
Understood.
Yeah, or you know, at least.
But for those who don't know, there were no musical instruments in that song. That is all like Bobby McFerrin and his lyrical voice.
It would have been cooler to do with the guy from like Police Academy.
Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does all the sound effects. Yeah. That would have been cool. Wow. Did I introduce us?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I say the name of the show?
Yeah.
All right. I want to make sure I'm taking care of my first chair duties.
I even stole the "and we're back" part and got that. Now
you did, and that's what's confusing me, because you're not in the first chair, even though you have been in the first chair for the previous however many Thursdays. It's been several of them, if not, a half dozen or something.
You were busy when I got here, and I kind of settled in where I'm sitting and, you know, got my booty groove in the chair. And like, eh.
And here we are.
Here we are.
We're here, and this is where we are.
And you can call in and talk to both of us.
You can, or neither of us.
Well, that wouldn't be too much fun. Then you just get the automated message and sit on hold for 3 hours.
You can talk to yourself, I suppose.
Okay.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. You brought in a whole bunch of really cool stuff.
I did.
And so I only decided to add one thing, and we'll talk about that first. This is from Reason.com. Secret recordings reveal officials discussing filthy conditions of 4,632 immigrant kids held in a Texas tent camp.
They didn't have to learn how to hover over the toilet.
In recordings and documents obtained by Reason, officials at the Fort Bliss tent camp admit that children lack basic necessities such as underwear and access to medical care. We'll talk more about this and a whole bunch more, and get to your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
One minute.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. You can tattoo that on your forehead or your friend's forehead so you can read it more readily. You can grab a crayon and write on the fridge if you like.
Tattoo it backwards on your forehead.
You could etch it into a stone tablet. But that is the phone number if you would like to get your voice on Free Talk Live tonight. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
Who's back, by the way?
I'm back.
Have we gone bananas?
Bananas.
Bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I have to issue a correction, a statement I made in the previous segment. I said that there was a dessert place that served frozen bananas with assorted, you know, you dip it in stuff and top it with stuff and all that kind of stuff. It all sounds very, delicious. And that place is called Bananarchy. I said that it was in California. That is not true. Not in California. There are three locations that are all in Texas.
Well, that changes everything.
So I, the Austin area specifically, Austin, Texas. If you're listening in Austin, Texas, or, you know, if you're going to be in Austin, Texas, Bananarchy has nothing to do with this show. I just think it's a good idea as far as like a dessert place. I don't know if they are of the, you know, libertarian or freedom philosophy type mind.
I'd be disappointed if they wouldn't with that name. Like, you can't put the anarchy in your name and then not be, like, related to that term.
Maybe they have a, you know, the classic picture of the silhouette, like, chucking the Molotov cocktail, but instead he's got a banana in his hand.
Frozen banana.
Yeah. I wonder if that's... We'll have to look into that. At any rate, we were talking about this. Well, we had just sort of... I read you the headline. Secret recordings reveal officials discussing filthy conditions of 4,632 immigrant kids held in Texas tent camp. Now...
Some frozen bananas while they're there.
Yeah, I don't know how we... I don't even know how we got into the frozen banana thing, but we did. But we're going to talk about kids in... Basically, these are slave kids.
Are you afraid to say kids in cages?
They're not really in cages, but they are certainly being detained.
Because it's not Trump. It's not Trump, so it's not kids in cages.
Oh, well, I don't see any cages in the pictures. It looks like they have, like, these...
Is AOC out in front of the tents, crying her little eyes out?
Have you heard of MABA? M-A-B-A?
No.
That's Make Alexandria Bartend Again?
Oh, yes!
Yeah, that's right.
Briefly, yes. That's funny.
Well, speaking of briefs, apparently none of these children have underwear. Not none of them, but many of them don't have. And when they're given clothing, and there's all sorts of things in this story that we'll get to, but I'll just start at the top. More than 4,500 immigrant children and teens are being held in enormous, filthy tents on a military base in Texas without access to basic necessities, including underwear, according to interviews, photos, documents, and recordings obtained by Reason. Hundreds of senior federal employees from various agencies have been detailed to the facility, where they are being highly compensated to perform tasks for which they have little training or direction. If you took a poll, probably about 98% of the federal workers here would say it's appalling. That's a quote from a federal employee detailed to the facility, and he told that statement to Reason. Everybody tries in their own way to quietly disobey and get things done, but it can be very difficult. The shelter, which is largely populated by teenage boys, is housed at Fort Bliss. It's an army base near El Paso, where the harsh desert climate is used to simulate conditions in Afghanistan and Iraq for military purposes. As other shelters are being shut down, the Fort Bliss shelter is swelling. In theory, these shelters are a way station for kids who are waiting to be reunited with relatives or other connections in the United States, when in fact staffing problems and other issues have left many kids stuck in limbo for up to a month or more.
So I don't want to get too far ahead, but every time I hear this, I go like, what would you do with them otherwise? Right, like I'm not a closed borders. I'm not a send them back. But there's, you know, if you can't find the families, which they're claiming to be, right, who should be responsible for the health and well-being of that many unsupervised youths?
Those are all great questions, and that is not, you know, necessarily where I'm going with this particular article. Where the point that I'm getting at, and you'll see that as we get through the article, is more of, you know, the government operation, right? You've got a whole bunch of people who are being highly compensated to accomplish certain tasks, which are not being accomplished.
Understood. Right? I'm not taking their
side. I'm not even questioning whether or not this and who should be, you know, what I'm saying is these things are happening and they're being performed poorly because nobody has the correct incentive to perform them correctly. The Associated Press first reported earlier this month that after moving them out of customs and border protection detention centers, the Biden administration is holding tens of thousands of asylum-seeking children in an opaque network of some 200 facilities. On Monday, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said the Fort Bliss facility was not fit for tender-age children.
But of course not. It's a military base. Yeah,
but thousands of teens continue to be housed there, nonetheless. The shelter is staffed by a mix of contractors and federal employees detailed to the Department of Health and Human Services, many of whom signed up for the duty out of a desire to help stranded immigrant kids. Roughly 750 federal employees work. 750 federal employees work here, according to a May 22nd daily update obtained by Reason. A federal employee said most of them are essentially working as babysitters and clerks. As of May 22nd, the shelter held 4,632 minors, 3,873 boys, and 759 girls. So you do the math there. That's what? 20% girls?
Okay.
Ish? Just round.
That won't be a problem later.
You detected my foreshadowing.
There are some things that are very
clear. Give Richie Rich a cookie. Or a banana, sorry.
Bananas.
Banana, yeah.
There are some things that are very clear. Like, of course, it's government run, so it's going to be done poorly. They're not going to care for the people, you know, in their care.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be problems when you have males in that age range doing what males in that age range do. Because it comes naturally to them that age.
And also the females.
And also the females.
Just because there are, you know, only 20% of them doesn't mean that they are also not right. of that age and the time where they want to do teenage things.
Right. So, but again, unsupervised, you can't let them out into the wild. Like, all right, you've made it to America. Figure it out.
It sounds like they may have a bit of a Lord of the Flies problem on their hands. You know, I was talking about like a Lord of the Flies in space.
You did, and I kind of wanted to talk about that because you basically just described the new movie Voyagers. Yes. Good job.
Well, thanks, man. 603-283-6160. What do you think about these kids being held at a military facility?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you are infected with COVID-19, you may have immunity against the virus for years and possibly a lifetime.
A New York Times cites two new studies which say if you recovered from COVID-19 and got a vaccine, you won't need a booster. Vaccinated people who never got the virus will need a booster. The studies may diminish fears that antibodies won't last long. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is testifying before a House panel on Thursday. She's pressing congressional leaders to spend more money aggressively to keep up with economic trends. Yellen telling that panel the government operating budget was designed for 2010.
While our portfolio has grown to match the urgency of this moment, our annual budget has not grown in tandem, and the funding provided to administer new programs is temporary.
USA Radio News. Millions of Americans can't wait to hit the roads this holiday weekend.
AAA says this weekend will be huge for travel. More than 37 million Americans are expected to hit the road over the holiday, a 60% increase from a year ago. However, that is still nearly 6 million fewer travelers than before the pandemic. The travel group notes that a pandemic-induced, pent-up demand for travel is the leading cause of the expected increase, though they remind travelers to continue to take safety precautions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL is allowing its vaccinated players to return to a prior normal. The NFL announcing updated vaccine protocols on Wednesday for players that have been fully vaccinated. The protocols for all players who have been fully vaccinated to return to work similar to how they were prior to the pandemic. Players who have not been vaccinated will still be subject to current restrictions. An agreement was made between the league and its players association. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
On Richie Rich's shirt doesn't stand for Bananarchy.
Bananas!
It stands for Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
If you would like to call and get your voice on the radio, the telephone number to do so is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from Reason.
I really thought you were going to segue off of that B into a Bitcoin live read. I'm like, oh, that was...
Oh, that would have been a good idea.
Right?
Well, you know, let's take your idea and run with it. Bitcoin.com, speaking of the B in Bitcoin...
Speaking of the B in Bitcoin...
And Bananarchy. Bitcoin.com, which, by the way, Bananarchy does not accept cryptocurrency if you're an Aussie.
Lame.
As near as I can tell. So if I am able to open one here locally, of course, I will accept cryptocurrency.
I'm boycotting cryptocurrency until the Crypto 6 are free.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That doesn't make any sense. You should boycott USD until the Crypto 6 are all, you know, all the charges are dropped against all of them. All right, anyway, Bitcoin.com is the best source for you to learn about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information. Not a real cornucopia or even like a fake one, just a whole bunch of information.
Maybe in the folder.
That is neatly organized, so it's easy for you by your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. I can't accent that enough. Cryptocurrency is such a game changer. It's 10 years old already, but like it's still in the early days. The killer apps are just now starting to show up. And so I'm very excited. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, segue over. Segue.
There's got to be a wiki on how to trade Bitcoin for bananas, or bananas for Bitcoin.
I wonder what the Bitcoin to banana ratio is. Like, how many Satoshis is one banana worth?
Yeah, you would have to denominate it in Satoshis at that point.
Well, of course, right? But how many Satoshis to get a banana?
I don't know. Let the market decide.
If only there were a device in which you could look that up.
A calculator? A computer?
Some sort of a magic rectangle that just fit in your pocket.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe somebody will invent that one day. At any rate, speaking of these near 5,000 children being held on a military base, as of May 22nd, the shelter held 4,632 minors. Recordings obtained by Reason reveal the stress of the influx of the, they're calling them unaccompanied minors, that has put on the federal government. They also reveal the leaders at the shelter are well aware that they're failing to provide basic necessities, including medical care and physical safety, to the children under its supervision.
Can I highlight one thing real briefly?
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. I'm going to try to squeeze it in there. So I asked a question earlier, like what you would do with these minors as it stands now. Mm-hmm. However, I think it's also important to understand that they are mostly unaccompanied because of the terrible immigration policies, right, and the closed borders, right? If you let people from, you know, Mexico and South America cross the border freely
with their
unencumbered,
families. Yeah.
They would come with their families and then integrate into wherever as well as they possibly can.
Right. They would find some jobs. They'd figure out how to live.
They would figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. But then you make it so difficult that you know they're coyoted in, right, and then sometimes part of the family comes, and then some of them get held hostage by the coyote for more money or whatever, and you separate them, and the U.S. government goons brings this problem upon themselves.
Absolutely.
With terrible policy.
That's a fantastic
point. That leads to a bigger mess.
Yes, they've created their own problem, and now and it's the children that are suffering, of course.
Right.
Of course it's the children that are suffering, because when you have an institution based on immoral things like violence, it doesn't care. There's no care involved. It only cares about one thing, and that's growing larger.
Yeah.
At any rate, federal employees detailed to the Fort Bliss shelter, speaking on condition of anonymity, told Reason they are working 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week. Basic forms of equipment, including lice kits, are in short supply, and frustration is mounting. In a recording of a recent training session for federal employees run by a staffer from Chenega, an Alaska native-owned corporation that is providing workers for the shelter, the trainer acknowledges a variety of failures. I'm not going to lie, we've got people dropping like flies because it's just not something they're used to, the trainer says in the recording.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Dropping like flies usually implies death in some form. So who's dying off there?
These are very good questions.
Workers are perishing at an untenable rate.
Reason is not releasing the recording of this person to protect the source's identity, but they go on to say, this facility is growing so fast and we are getting kids on a daily basis. We don't have enough staff to maintain. The trainer also alludes to the poor conditions inside the tents, which house up to 1,000 people each in stacked bunk-style cots. So there's either two or three bunks in one of these cots. So very little privacy for any of these human beings, these teenagers. They go on to say, I've been into one dorm one time, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going back there, the trainer says. They're filthy. They're dirty. There's food on the floor. There's wet spots all over the place. The beds are dirty. I don't know what's going on or who's responsible for ensuring the dorms need to be clean, but we all need to be responsible for telling the minors to clean up after themselves.
Do as you're told.
The trainer says there has also been inappropriate contact between staff and the minors, as well as between minors themselves. So we were talking about teenagers.
Foreshadowed that earlier.
Teenagers doing teenager things, but also the staff, right? So, you know, think of a predatory person who's into, you know, inappropriate contact with underage folks. Oh, they'll just take a job as a trainer at this Texas facility.
I want to say that that might be a little unfair. Because I don't, the way it's been described is these people aren't taking those jobs for that reason necessarily. They're being foisted into it, and then it just happens to align with their perverse depravities, I guess, for lack of a better term. But I will say this: is it wrong of me to want them to have less staff because insofar as the staff that they do have are realizing what a terrible thing this is, and they don't want to participate and are finding better things to do? Like, you know,
respect. Throwing employees at a problem may or may not solve the problem. That remains to be seen. So
You're under contract to the United States government. You get to babysit the kids today.
I can't say whether or not your assessment is true or false.
I just want to be fair about it. Like, it's not like, you know, the position went up for, you know, staff member at overflow migrant facility and some pedophile is going like, I'll do that. Right? Like, it doesn't seem like that's how they got to that point.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it sound like we're implying that.
We have already caught staff with minors inappropriately, the trainer says. Is that okay with you guys? I hope not. We've also caught minors with other minors, which is, you know, we've got teenagers in this shelter. What's happening with teenagers? Hormones raging out of control. It's important that we maintain safety and vigilance. Stop what is happening. If you don't watch these kids and you're not the one who's going to step in, who is going to? Be that person and stand up for the minors because that's what we're here for. Children are also being ignored when they request medical care. Some of the incidents and complaints we're getting also is that we've got minors who are requesting medical due to not feeling well, and the staff members are telling them, there's nothing wrong with you, go back to your bed, the trainer says. These are legitimate complaints, and it's my duty to let you know what's going on, because if you know who these people are, you need to report them. Reason obtained another recording of a May 19th town hall-style meeting on health concerns at the shelter by a Dr. Joseph Hutter, who's a commander in the U.S. Public Health Service. And we will tell you more about that coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I almost pressed the wrong buttons. Where am I? What day is it?
Thursday.
Who are you?
I'm Richie Rich.
Who am I?
Bananas. The right Reverend Captain Lord
Bananas.
Kick-ass Bananas.
What's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
Well, I guess we've got that all out of the way now. Thanks, man.
Caller number.
Oh, right. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to get your voice on the air. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about these miners, M-I-N-O-R-S, that M-I-N-E-R-S, who are previously referred to as kids in cages, now are being referred to as unaccompanied minors.
Good job, Joe Biden.
Yeah. It's the same kids. Except now, as they close down some of the facilities. Yeah. Except some of the... They're closing down some of the facilities that used to keep these kids, and they're sending them to this place that's on a military base in Texas.
That makes even less
sense. Where the public can't have access, and the article will actually talk about that a little bit further down in the article.
They're overloaded, obviously, and they're closing down facilities to house them?
Yeah, well, that's how all the kids are getting here to this Texas place, because all the other places where they're housing the unaccompanied children, right, they're closing all those down so that Biden can look good, like he's doing something.
Oh,
and so they're shipping all the kids to places like this.
Can we stop paying those people? Is that just everyone?
Well, we should just stop. I mean, yes, we should. Absolutely. I mean, and like, I'm not paying anybody.
If you don't
people
like...
are taking money from other people and funneling it in this direction. That needs to stop. Yes, you are correct.
If you don't like what the government is doing to unaccompanied minors or kids in cages, please stop paying them.
Yes.
Keep as much of your well-earned, hard-earned money as you can. and just let them, you know, wither on the vine.
Yep. Yeah, if you stop using their money, well, the effect that they have on you goes way down overall. Yep. So at any rate, Reason obtained another recording by Dr. Joseph Hutter, who's a commander in the U.S. Public Health Service. One person at the town hall also brings up a story of a minor being denied medical care. One of our volunteers was working with a child who was coughing up blood, the person tells Hutter. She went to her tent and said, "We need to deal with this." And they said, "Well, we're going to send them to lunch or dinner." Then they checked with medical, and they said it was a 3.5-hour wait to see anybody. No one else says no, Hutter responds. No one else says after lunch, you let the tent nurse know. No one slows down or denies medical care. And if the medical tent is backed up, they can call in reserves. That shouldn't happen.
Where do those reserves come from? And why aren't they on staff already? Like, they're understaffed and overwhelmed, and they have reserves? Like, get them on the clock, man.
I am with you. Apparently that's not how government works.
Well, of course not. I am not surprised by these actions.
There's forms that need to be filled out, and, you know, emails that need to be sent, and, you know, approvals, probably some licensing involved somewhere.
Jesus.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm genuinely appalled and yet not surprised by any of these actions by the government agencies.
Yeah, this is a very appalling story. At the town hall, one person asks Hutter, how many minors and staff have contracted COVID-19? His response, "This is a question, I'll tell you, that's hard to answer," Hutter says. "It has to do with data and transparency. Wouldn't it be nice if you had graphs and charts and hot maps updated daily and everyone gets it every morning? If that graph is going to the Washington Post every day, it's the only thing we'll be dealing with, and politics will take over. Perception will take over. And we're about reality, not perception."
Sounds more like they're about optics.
Mm-hmm. "The reality is the intervention to change the situation is to constantly improve our safety measures."
So when it comes to the COVID thing, consider me a little less, like, concerned if they all contracted
Particularly if they're teens, right? Like, they're in, like, the least risky category.
99% of them contracted it, and 99.99% of them survived it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about COVID. Yeah. Federal employees, in the May 22nd daily brief to staff, a shelter director notes that the area known as the COVID campus is being renamed Healing Hill.
Oh.
Just like they renamed Kids in Cages to Unaccompanied Children.
Biden's Bungalow.
Biden's Bungalow. Maybe that's where Epstein is. You know, a never-ending supply of kids in distress. You know,
yeah.
Waiting or ripe to be victimized.
I was going
to
say, that's a good question. How many of them have they lost or escaped or have been, you know, kidnapped and trafficked in other ways?
They do mention something about
because
escape.
There's no accountability at all.
Federal employees told Reason that several minors have attempted to escape by jumping the fence that surrounds the shelter.
Build a bigger fence. Where's Trump?
They do not get far, the federal employees noted, since they are still within a military base. So they've got these kids in these tents surrounded by a fence inside of a military base. So even if they do try and get away from this horrendous situation by escaping, you know, we're talking like Hogan's Heroes style, right? You know, jump the fence or dig a hole or whatever. Then they find themselves on a military base. They can't get to freedom because they're still on a military base. Youth advocates have also described unsanitary conditions at the Fort Bliss shelter. Lucia Welch, Senior Director of Legal Advocacy and Child Welfare Practice at the National Center for Youth Law, toured the tents recently and told the New York Times that they, quote, smelled like a high school locker room, unquote, and confirmed that the children were not receiving clean clothes. Many of the boys and girls have not been given underwear, particularly ones who've been in COVID isolation, a federal employee says. After they come out, they're issued new clothes, but no underwear. And very often, it's only one set of clothes, so no other clothes to change into, and no underwear. When we have asked about it, and I personally escorted some kids to tents to ask how come they can't get underwear, the answer is, well, the contractor is supposed to provide that. The contractor leading the training sessions also acknowledged the underwear shortage. Now, when it comes to clothing, I don't want to let you guys know we're aware that there's a shortage of underwear, or that we are aware that there is a shortage of underwear.
There's no shortage of underwear.
And management knows we're working on getting more for the miners, the trainer says on the tape. Yeah. And
because a trip down to the local clothing store. Okay. All right. Bananas.
Bananas. For one
safe word for the night.
For one federal employee, the excuses are ridiculous. There is no underwear shortage here in El Paso, the employee says. I've checked at Walmart and Target. Anybody with a credit card could go and get all of this. And the answer is everything is being monitored because we don't want there to be waste. The irony is just so rich. With the salaries they're paying us, the rental cars, hotels, per diems, and 72 hours working a week, it's just mind-boggling. This person is pointing out the point that I wanted to make with this whole entire story, which is they're paying a whole bunch of people a whole bunch of money to monitor the situation and make sure that everything gets done and that there's no waste, that it's an efficient operation. And they're accomplishing none of that when they could very easily have just given this one guy a credit card and he could have gone to Walmart and gotten the stuff that's necessary.
You are right, and yet this is another problem with cronyism when it comes to, you know, the capitalist structure, right? They have these contractors, and it's not in the best interest of the contractors to spend that money on, you know, goods for the children because it likely comes out of, you know, their profit margin for what they're getting from the government, right? If you get the money from the state, you do very bare minimum so you can pocket the rest.
Yeah.
Whereas if there were competing agencies going like, oh, no, we'll do this.
The underwear for the children, the socks for the children have to come from an approved government, supplier.
Yeah.
And they have to go through stringent licensing and regulation before they can be approved to provide underwear for children, which can be gotten at the local Target or Walmart down the road for about half the price of what we're paying these people.
Hanes won the bid. We are not giving them Fruit of the Loom.
Right.
End of story.
No jockey for you.
No jockey.
Or her.
Yeah.
The New York Times reported last week that the Biden administration is planning to expand the shelter to hold up to 10,000 miners.
Oh, Jesus.
Because the shelter is inside a military base, it is not open to the public or the press. Neither are any of the other emergency intake shelters. This is worse than...
So it's a military prison.
It's a military prison for children. Where the public isn't allowed, the press isn't allowed, nobody can just go in and, like, help. Like, if you wanted to go buy a bunch of underwear at Walmart and show up and give it to these kids, you can't do that.
At this point, give them a uniform, strap on an AK, and send them off to Iraq.
The photos in this story were snapped by a federal employee in past tourism despite an absolute prohibition on taking or sharing images imposed by camp officials. Sounds like Guantanamo Bay, doesn't it?
Want citizenship, kill other brown kids.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.